Welcome to AI Ads and Beyond. I'm Lisa Russler. This is a podcast for experienced marketers where we explore how artificial intelligence is changing paid media strategy and performance. Today, we're talking about AI skills, expertise, and how that's changing with AI. And we have with us John Williams, who is a senior paid manager of paid media at Sierra Interactive, and he brings deep PPC expertise and a strong perspective on the skills gap about how AI is changing the way we see our jobs. So, John, welcome.
I'm excited to be here and talk about that gap. I think it's a big one we're all feeling.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Before we dive in, tell us a little bit about your background in PPC. You know, how did you get into all this?
Dumb luck. Yeah, it was dumb luck. I was a banker and just really into data. And I decided to go on a sabbatical. During that time, I wanted to figure out like life. You know, I'm like this 27, 28 year old primed kid. Like, what am I going to do with my life? And so I applied for a sales job for the Yellow Pages. And the hiring manager and the GM were both there. And the GM said, you're talking a lot about this thing called the internet. He was like, I think, you know, the phone book is going to move to the internet. And you know a lot about the internet. Sell me the internet. I don't know a lot about it. And I sold him the internet. And he was like, can you still sell the phone book? Here's the phone book. This is a one by one. And this is a double truck. And that was the beginning of my journey into the world of SEM and just digging deep into what is my background in marketing. So yeah, that's how I got started. And it's been a wonderful journey.
Now, you have a lot of strong opinions about PPC expertise and what that looks like. So how would you describe the state of PPC skills right now in the industry?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say probably a 2. And the reason why is that we aren't, as leaders in the industry, yourself included, I don't know that me and you and the rest of us out there are doing a really great job at teaching people up, coaching people up. And so that's why I give it a 2. I mean, there are a lot of people coming in just using YouTube videos and these master classes. I mean, you have people that have been doing advertising for 3 years and have a LinkedIn voice of a small circle that are now teaching master classes. Makes no sense to me at all.
And so generally, overall, you feel like the newest generation of specialists in PPC are not getting enough coaching and training.
No, they're not. I don't know that they're learning the strategic pieces behind even what they're looking at. Like, why am I building an ad? What is the impact of the ad, right? And then how does that influence the business? And it's always been a challenge to talk about business metrics. It's always been like a quiet, closed door thing that's been often overlooked for, 2,000 ROAS, or, you know, my CPAs are single digits. Great. What is the action you're actually talking about? And how does the action actually drive the revenue for the business? And how does that impact margin? Those things that we grew up on that were challenges for us today, you can't even talk about that. I remember trying to diagnose a headline just to find out the value of a headline for a business.
Why should CMOs and the managers care about this if their skills are going to be more focused around AI, especially?
I think in the bigger the company, it becomes more about data and what you're looking at and less about tactic. And so if you're asking a tool to do something for you, which, you know, we kind of grew up with a couple of tools, right? Maybe the optimizers of the world, the word streams of the world, the spy foos of the world. But we didn't lean on them to do our job. We used it as a reference, right? So when our directors at the time, when we were just strategists, our directors and our managers were like, do you have a reference? Do you have a citation? Are you working with the analytics team to support it? I think because of AI, the CMO should be worried that somebody that's coming in that doesn't even know that you need, you know, 90 characters, or that your 90 characters could be extended if it's a brand, that they're relying on AI to tell them to what to look for. I think it should be concerning, because the CMO themselves are using the tool. And if the person that's junior to them is using it but doesn't have the knowledge of the CMO, then where do you go? How do you improve the business, right? CMO can't possibly do the work of the strategist, but the strategist doesn't have knowledge of the CMO. So it's a problem.
Right. What do you think is causing the skills gap then? Do you think AI is causing it or exposing it?
There's such a big gap in what is artificial intelligence and the use of artificial intelligence. There's a big gap there. There was a rat race to get to the top to show that, like, yeah, hey, I can put together 1,000 connectors and zaps and widgets. And then everything fell on its head because they were like, well, I can't possibly afford 1,000 zaps just to diagnose an ad, right? So that fell on its head really quick. That's a different problem than the problem we have in advertising, where you have agency stepping on agency for a plumber or a lawyer that's a small business. And they're saying, well, I got the best technical capability. Well, how do you have the best technical capability with 100 clients and your junior strategist is fresh out of college and they're pulling levers in Google Ads doing what exactly? So that to me is a gap, because we've skipped the 6 month to the year journeyman model that used to exist. It used to take 6 months to a year before you could build a campaign, right? The testing and validation used to mean something. The certificates used to be like, oh yeah, I got a certificate. I am certified. That used to have. Today, it doesn't exist because the trade itself is lost. Why are you using the bid model you're using? I'm just jumping in using TCPA, but why? Why didn't you start with manual bidding? The account is $500 a month. Did you even get tracking down, right? Well, what's tracking? Did you know to check, like, hey, your form was completed? Like, those little things are huge, huge differences. In fact, today, somebody out of the UK had a challenge. He's a locksmith, and he's like, I had this agency set up all of this fancy stuff, and my account tanked. And I was like, well, just, I don't even need access to your account. Just take a screenshot of your website and let me look at it. And I was like, do you see this going through? I don't need to log into Google Ads to tell you and to look at what is going on. That gap that we learned how to diagnose and what to look at, that doesn't exist in our world. So that is on us. And then AI is a whole nother thing. How can you use AI and ask the right questions? Not tell it, but ask it the right questions to get the meaningful result or product that you're looking for.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to have the knowledge to be able to narrow it down when you ask the question about what sort of bidding strategy you should use, instead of it being an open question. You know, someone with more experience will be able to say, I'm looking at a couple of different approaches, and here's why, to get more feedback from the chatbot. So I hear you talking about a couple different things. One of them was, you mentioned the certificates, which is kind of this like an official way of learning, taking courses and classes, which I think people should. And as annoying as some of those certificates are, because they only teach you from the platform's perspective, they are helpful for you to understand what the platform expects from you.
Yeah.
The other thing you talked about was like the journeyman, or like the internship or apprenticeship. And you have talked about this as more of a skilled trade. So if you could find a solution for this, what would it look like to kind of bring it back to that?
You almost have to eliminate the mass of agencies. You almost have to get back to like the core group. To be like a dream to want to work for like Kara and Havas. It used to mean something, right? It used to mean something to want to be part of Google and Microsoft. It did. It was a badge of honor to be part of Hannapin. And so I think you have to get back to consolidation in our industry where somebody has to say, you know what, I've had enough. I can't possibly continue to think about revenue for myself. I have to think about revenue for the businesses we get to serve. And I think that's the answer. Are people going to give up their paychecks to give them the life and be unselfish? That's a big ask, but that's the answer. There's going to be turnover and you're going to run into accounts that are a mess. It's just going to continue to get worse, or we're going to see automation really take over. I think that's why we're seeing the platforms lean in so fast, especially Meta. They're like, we got to stop the bleeding. People were leaving Meta, not advertising there, because it was just so bad with management. I mean, I think Google is finally recognizing that and stepping in and saying, like, look, there's really only so much you can influence, right? You can either have a budget, you can have a bid, and you can have the right message, and we'll just handle the rest. So,
right. Yeah. So what do you mean bad with management? Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, what are you actually managing today? You're not doing a whole lot, you know, with respect to an ads account. You can't make change. You shouldn't make changes daily. Like, what are you going to change daily in an account? I set up an account today. I had 5 campaigns. My budget is $5,000 and I'm a SaaS product, and my average cost per lead, forget even the win, is $500. I'm already overextended in the number of campaigns. The math doesn't add up, right? So if I'm already overextended in it, what possible levers could I pull if I'm already overextended in my campaigns? I'm going to keep adding new keywords. What kind of ads am I going to add? And this is just Google. We're not talking about LinkedIn. We're not talking about Facebook. We're not talking about the Reddits and the Quoras, right? We're just talking about Google. Oh, there's Microsoft. And now Amazon does B2B lead gen. So, like, yeah, I think we run into, do we really understand the business? And we're doing just a little bit too much. We're overextending ourselves. And I think it's unnecessary because there's only so much you can do.
You're saying going into too many platforms at the same time?
Yeah, we're just doing too much. Like, if you have $5,000, your average CPA is $500, how many leads do you need for the system to actually be able to even optimize? Well, you need 30. So if you need 30 leads at minimum times 500, that math is what? 15. If you're not even at 15, that means how many months do you need to advertise in that single platform to get there? That means you need 3 months. Can a junior person do that? No. Why aren't we thinking like that? Why aren't we talking to our businesses like that? Those are all the things that, like, we're just overextended that we really need to get better at. Yeah.
I think that's really interesting because I see that a lot where there's a knowledge gap in understanding how things will run, you know, how much budget you need, how much to divide it up. And I think that is something that comes with experience, no matter how much automation is behind it. The automation actually makes it a little bit more difficult because you do have less levers that you can pull.
I mean, there's not a whole lot, right? And so if you're already not doing the math, the $15,000 needed to get to the volume that you need, you're just in the system changing keywords. And then every time you change a keyword, it resets the learning period. And then every time you turn off an ad, it resets the learning period. Every time you change a bid, it resets the learning period.
Right.
And you're not doing. And so it's like the only thing you can really do for an account like that is give it time and make incremental adjustments, right? Like, work on the landing page, stay away from the ads account, work on the pre-click journey and understanding that, work on understanding the business and the environment that business is circling in. Those are the things that we used to have to focus on as junior strategists. Hey, tell me about the business, do the research so that the AM or the senior strat could go in and say, okay, this makes sense. Let's have a conversation with the business owner before we pull a lever. Like, we're not doing all the things we should be doing. We're doing too much in the platforms themselves.
I think doing the management in the platform is only a small piece of it. As you mentioned, there we have the pre-click, the post-click, understanding the business environment, the economy, and then competitors. And a lot of those other outside factors will impact the ads campaigns in ways that require us to respond, hopefully not react, but, you know, to be out ahead of it.
Yes. All of that. Yeah, all of those are the things that, I mean, how do you have a junior person understand that? Keep them out of the ads account and make them become researchers and learners again. Like that's what a trade is. A trade isn't, hey, you need to go if we use plumber or you become a pilot, to become a pilot, you need 10,000 hours. To become a certified plumber, you need 10,000 hours, right? And anything that you do to be in the NBA, you need to put probably 10,000 shots up over the course of your life to even make it to the next level of some sort. Soccer, football, anything, right? To become an expert or good enough, right? And you have our younger generation of advertisers and marketers, they're just thrown into the fire. Here's five accounts and you're going to learn from a wiki, you know, how to do advertising. It's not fair to them. And it's not fair to the businesses we serve.
Going back to you talking about the master classes and the training programs, all of them focus on the button pushing. They don't talk a lot about the things that we just brought up, like the customer's journey, the business environment, all of that research, which is super critical and really does make or break a campaign. If you can get ahead on those things, that's really important. So I love that, like putting in the number of hours and maybe doing everything that touches it except for pushing the buttons.
We spend so much time trying to understand the business and just learning how to build an ad that we crave script. We used to crave a script to automate it so we could spend more time like understanding the business, less pulling the levers. And now it's the opposite. We have people spending more time teaching somebody how to like change a bid, as opposed to somebody spending more time trying to say, take your time, go learn the business. And I think that that's a big opportunity. And yeah, that's a big opportunity for our industry.
Do you remember people would go to conferences and they would hang on every word of the Google people so that they could learn how something worked, right? Sure. How the ads were served and the minute details of everything and how to increase the quality scores, those quality score chasers. I mean, how exhausting that is. So, I mean, that's definitely not something we see as much anymore. We're not looking for that and craving that information as much as we were, because that would have been like our top thing. Like, we're going to get some inside secrets.
I really love like Menachem's social style and shopping style theory. Today even still holds true for Performance Max, right? Do you know what it took to even get to that theory? Do you know how much practice and strategy to get to that?
Can you remind me?
Like the whole idea was that you, for Performance Max, is that you just push everything in from ads and creative and text, and then you're going to hit every part of the funnel with no control. But Menachem's thought was like, why wouldn't we just build an audience or theme around the creative? Why wouldn't we then build an audience and theme around the text for search ads? And then why wouldn't we just exclude all that stuff so we can serve shopping ads and better control all of our shopping ads, right? So now you can get all the benefits of Performance Max using the feed and their ability to expand. And then for the social style, you could take advantage of YouTube and the display part of what Performance Max has to offer, and you can learn something about the creative, right? So that was the whole idea, the whole theory behind it.
John, besides your interest in the PPC skill set and in AI, and so you've been working on AI agents. I've seen you writing about that and working on some, AI agents and open source. For those not familiar with that, can you tell us about what it is you're doing, what that is, and why it's important?
Because I immediately want to get into like the weeds of it, the why. The industry is craving a solution that is the fast food for paid search, but I want the healthy version of fast food. I want a solution that allows somebody that is a business owner to say, you know, this agency isn't helpful. I got a tool that I can just go to that's going to give me strategy, that is going to talk to me and is going to know my business and is going to take care of what I need to manage my advertising. And it's going to cost me $9.99 or $10.99. And then I only need to pay that whenever I want to use the agent. Otherwise, I don't have to pay it. And I think our industry is craving that because we're not doing a great job at selling strategy. We're not doing a great job at managing those relationships. And I just think our industry is craving it. And so that's the root of my work. The work that I've been working on for the past 2.5 years is trying to understand not the LLM itself, but trying to understand the neural part of it, the brain, the question asking part of it, so that we can have meaningful conversations, because that to me is why somebody even does advertising with anybody in the first place, is that you're having a meaningful conversation with a meaningful relationship.
So the AI agent is providing strategy. It's working at a higher level.
I've just applied for standard access in Google Ads. I've answered all of their questions to get released officially into their API. And I have submitted my project to the cloud team for approval. They gave me approval for Gemini use. So they let me connect to Google Gemini Developer. It's the only tool that exists as a agentic resource for managing advertising. That's not promoting me. It's just saying like, even Google recognizes like, hey, our tool, our advisor is good. But like, hey, I think we're missing the strategic, give it to me, understand my business perspective. And so that's my focus with the agents, not tools, not tasks, not connectors, but an actual thoughtful thinking, what I want to say, persona to manage your media. That's what I'm working on.
Okay. And so this is, your vision is that this is the strategist. That seems like that's only one part of the solution. How is it applied to the platforms or to Google Ads?
And it's giving the power back to the business owner. The business owner has given us so much. They've allowed us to feed their families, allowed us to do so much, and they're so busy, but they're the experts. And so the business owner is the front line. And so if the business owner has a tool that's a thoughtful, considerate resource for them to pull levers in the platform, which is, hey, I just need you to build a campaign with these keywords based off of this insight that I have. And then I want you to go extrapolate that at 100x beyond the knowledge that I carry. Then this resource can inject that into Google Ads today. It can do that, right? And that is the purpose of the learning models themselves, is to be able to give everybody an instant resource of information, not so much be a tactician. The agent itself can be the tactician. In this case, it would be the strategist, right? But so my hope is that the business owners, the small business owners, start to leverage these type of resources so that they're not getting or having bad experiences. We no longer have to worry about pulling levers. We can be coaches, we can be consultants, we can be teachers and educators again on how to achieve a goal or reach your objective.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because that was going to be my next question.
I would say that that job is to continue to elevate as an educator, as a coach. I think the ultimate thing in what we do is not pulling levers and going into an ads account and building ads or adding keywords and changing bids. It's being a coach. To me, I've only been a few that are coaches, right? My CEO today, he can get in front of anybody in a lecture hall. He can get in front of a CMO or CEO, and he can bring them along for the ride. You can compare that to the Billy Donovans of the world, basketball coaches. You can connect it to the Joe Paterno, you know, football coaches. And then you have the Jeff Allens of the world, who understand broadly everything about marketing and media, but man, can he take a business and he can bring the business strategy together at a level that he doesn't need to know how to build an ad, but he can bring it together. Those are coaches. Right now we have a lot of tempting to be managers. We need more coaches. And so hopefully this strategist fills that gap. And then the managers that should be coaches, they get to develop into that. Yeah, that would be my hope.
Right. So coaching, leadership, inspiration. Is that you?
Yeah. Look at what you do, right? Like, and your success with the businesses that you have and what inspires people, right? Right. How are your conversations going?
I would like to see that more too, because we are definitely lacking. That's like leadership, inspiration, direction. The bigger picture, for sure, definitely. Yep. And so, like, my final question, based on our conversation or our lives, what are the top three things you think PPC professionals should do now to stay relevant?
Are we speaking from a business perspective, or are you speaking from somebody that just wants to get in? Yeah, there really are multiple ways you could position those three things. So is it somebody that's in or wants to continue to stay in, or relevant as in they own their own business, they have their own idea?
We're talking about the skills gap. How do I stay relevant in the industry so that I can be gainfully employed moving forward?
I go to sleep with my laptop in my face for AI. So like I'm off at 5 o'clock. I have family time until 8:30. My son goes to bed. And then I'm on my laptop or one of my computers until probably 1 o'clock in the morning practicing my trade. That's number one. Like if you want to be somebody that's good, do it. Just do it. If you want to be something that's great and relevant moving forward, that's helpful, it's the extra time that nobody's talking about. You're putting in that time behind the scenes. Number two, you're networking. You're reaching out. You're asking questions in people's DMs. And it's nonetheless, you've let your guard down to ask for somebody to say, hey, I don't know this. Can you help me with this? And you're not billing somebody for that time. You're just doing it because one, you're practicing and you're learning something new, but you're also helping people, and that's going to pay it forward. You're putting yourself out there. You're testing everything that you've now learned from one, the practice you've put in yourself for the help you're giving to other people. Now, regardless of the likes, because we're in a like world, regardless of the comment world, because we're in a comment world, you're on every platform yourself. I mean, every platform. You need to be on every platform. Somebody's like, John, I don't know Quora. Okay, great. Here's what Quora does. And this is why you should be on Quora and how it aligns with your vertical. I'm just learning Reddit. Okay, great. Well, this is why you should do Reddit and Pinterest and Amazon. This is why you should know the marketplaces at Walmart and Target. All of that extra time allows you to then put in that practice. So practice what you preach, right? And you don't have to be famous. You don't have to be on the stages across the United States of America. You don't have to be doing master classes to teach, to give, and to share. You don't have to do it. So those are the three things that I would say.
So to summarize, you're saying number one, practicing your trade, practice and training and learning in your trade. And number two, networking and collaboration.
Yep.
And number three, visibility and sharing your knowledge.
Yep.
If someone wants to get a hold of you or follow your work, where would you recommend they find you?
Just go to LinkedIn, John Michael Williams. You can get me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or again, one of those channels. So just John Williams at Sierra Interactive will get you to me. And I have an open calendar. So if you ever want to chat, I'll make 30 minutes. I'll always give you 30 minutes at minimum. And then if it really is something critical, I'll give you my cell phone number. The worst thing I can do is share my time to help you grow. Find me if you want me. I'm here.
Thanks, everyone, for being with us today on AI Ads and Beyond. If you are listening from your favorite podcast app, why don't you follow us so you can listen to some episodes in the future? And I thank you again for joining us.